God showed me in the vision here how that there were preachers preaching in those days. One preacher had a great group of people, and he was preaching to them. He had many followers, telling them that they didn't have to go to the extent that Noah was going and adhere to his preaching and doing everything God told him to do. He said, all we've got to do is put food on these hills up here. And if the flood really comes, which I don't believe it will, I don't believe we'll have to go through it, then we'll go on the hills and we'll survive. Another preacher had a great congregation, and he was preaching to his group of many followers, and he was telling them, well, I don't believe it like Noah, but if it does happen, we'll get on the mountains and build booths and put food and we'll survive. Then there was another preacher with a great group of people, much larger than Noah's congregation, and he was telling his people, we'll build arks about 30 feet long. Instead of 300 cubits long, we'll just build small arks, and we'll get into them and we'll survive the flood. But the Lord showed me the vision of that flood, how with violence the wind began to sweep the waters of that flood. People went to the hills, they went to the mountains. But friend, the Bible said in Genesis 7, in verse 19, the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. And the Lord showed me those people floating, their dead bodies with their children on the floods of the days of Noah. Verse 20 says, 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died, and every man. Friend, those people perished. And then the storm began to increase with its intensity, and those little arks began to capsize, and those people drowned, and everything was silent, and only Noah and those in the ark remained alive. Friends, those were the sons of Seth. Those were sons of God that were disobedient when God was dealing with Noah. He was God's prophet. He had the revelation, but people did not move with fear and prepare their ark as Noah did. And these sons of God were like many sons of God today who are going out into this judgment of God because they are not cleansing themselves and perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What are you doing about the warnings of the Lord to get ready for the coming of Jesus? What are you doing about the warnings of the prophets to get ready for this age of darkness, for this age of terror and judgment, for the rise of the storm of violence and corruption as it was in Noah's day? Well, let me tell you, friend, if you're not walking with God and purifying yourself as Christ is pure and perfecting holiness in the fear of God, you're not ready to go if Jesus would come today. There's too many people thinks they're ready, like the 10 virgins of Matthew 25. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Those foolish, they were just as confident they were ready as those who had the oil and their lamps were burning. Let's have a word of prayer together. Our Father and our God, we pray that you'll grip every heart in the message that we preach concerning the return of our blessed Lord today. May every heart be turned to the Word of God and believe what the Word says in spite of everything to the contrary. For the Bible said that God has magnified His Word above all His name. May it be greatly magnified in every life and heart. We pray in His name. Amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. Our post office box is 10200 Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Friends, we urge you to stand with us with your faithful support in this ministry, because we must have partners in this work that we can keep coming on your station and other stations across America, publishing books, getting this message on tape recording, on cassette tapes, going in person and on radio and every available means that God has put at our disposal. To you that will write us and stand with us this